So happy new year, you're listening to Peter and it's the 1st of January 2012. I felt it kind of appropriate that I do an audio boo or an audio segment, I suppose, to mark the occasion because I think there's a lot of... Sorry, I'm in Newbridge House or Newbridge Demesne is how it's spelt phonetically. Newbridge House and Gardens to me and you, and I'm walking through the back lanes. It reminds me a little bit of Ballyball. OB Peter for sidetracking slightly, but it's valid that I suppose I set the scene. It's funny because as I'm walking these back road trails and there's families walking towards me and I'm talking into the tail end of my iPhone and they're looking at me going, what is he doing? So I do a quick U-turn and pretend not to be walking towards them. But it is so reticent of plant life-wise. What you would see if you walked the back roads of Ballyball. There's trees with ivy growing up, but there's... You know that old saying, if a tree fell down in the forest, would anybody hear it? There's a bit of that going on where a tree has fallen down and yet it sprouted new life and... A lot of it is Prunus laurus rhassus. Now I'm trapped because there's a family walking towards me and I'm after doing a quick U-turn again and there's a family walking face on to me and eventually somewhere in between, I'm going to have to pause this, come back in a sec. Yeah, but there's that whole thing going on where a tree has fallen down and it's kind of sprouted new life and it's amazing to see and it leads me to... I suppose what myself and Brian were doing quite recently on the Sod Show with the wild camping up in the Wicklow Mountains. And there's a point in there where I think there were people who queried why we would do something like that when it's supposed to be a garden show. Dublin's only garden radio show. I'm walking through the forest here. But it's supposed to be Dublin's only garden radio show and... I think the point we were trying to make, or the point we were trying to get to, was that where I am now is in a park, and where I walk normally in Ballyball through the back roads and the back lanes. I mean, I spotted deadly nightshade and hawthorn still in fruit today. I mean, there's an apple tree in my garden. It's still holding the apples. That's phenomenal. I think that's hugely important. And I don't think, and I don't know how, you can encompass where the Sod Show is taking place at this moment in time, which is in the wilds of the Wicklow Mountains, where, yes, albeit I did camp overnight without tents, etc. Search Sod Show on iTunes or search it on my blog and you'll get it. But there's a bit in between where we slept underneath the trees, we slept on the forest floor, and it was this whole thing of just getting people outside, not bamboozling people with hugely eloquent long words of botanical Latin, which, you know, it's quite funny. Yesterday, the day before, sorry, I spoke with a friend of mine who we do the hedgerow walks with. And I was talking to Damien and we were saying that there was a gig I didn't go on recently. And he was saying, you know, why is that, blah, blah, blah. And I said, because it came with a 2-hour lecture about the wilderness, in short. And the both of us kind of firmly agreed that we don't really want a 2-hour lecture. I say lecture, double underlined. It's nice to be just outside in the grey outdoors and share information and have a chat and have a cup of tea and a cup of coffee and just be out, as silly as it sounds, be at one with nature. And the both of us agree that that was the finest way to enjoy it. And if in between on your travels, some talk of horticulture or botanical Latin came about, then that's absolutely fine. The cabbage white butterfly is a class example of how that happened. And Damien pointed it out on the underside of a leaf. And I think further to that, we had a chat. I mean, you're talking two grown men in a pub having a pint. And we're talking about how there is a male and a female of the cabbage white butterfly. and the difference in between, and knowing it on the leaves and knowing it by the egg and blah blah blah, you know, the large and the small. There's a bit of that. So I think it's hugely important that people are encouraged. I say encouraged to go outside. But you don't throw a child into the deep end of the swimming pool, first of all. You do the armbands and you encourage them to get outside in the water. And you encourage it, and it's slowly and it's step by step. And from that, in my opinion, comes a love of. I mean, the whole thing for me, and I've said this before and I've said it many times again, is that when I was 5 and I grew my first packet of seeds with my granddad, and they were radish seeds, we didn't discuss John Innes compost mixes and which one we felt was best for growing the seeds. It was, if it goes wrong, it goes wrong, and if it goes right, it goes absolutely right. You see, back to it. And back to the Happy New Year wishes. Yes, I think I was once described in my horticulture speak as like a Billy Connolly, that I start and then I veer off and then eventually I come back to it at the very, very end. But somehow or another, the whole story seems to join the dots. And I have to say, if you take all that I have said, my apologies, if you take all that I have said just now, what I do realise is that, be it my blog, which in short is just my experiences in the great outdoors, be they landscaping design, or plants that I think are fascinating, or just, you know, again, of recent terms, camping in the wilds of the Wicklow Mountains without tents, with friends, enjoying what is on my doorstep, that is for free, that is ours, that is yours. It's because of you listening to this now that I do, and Brian Green does the Sod Show. It's because of your feedback that we do the Sod Show. Dublin's only garden radio show that we are aware. But it's because of you. And it's because of you that I write the blog. And it's because of you that I'm doing what I'm doing now, this moment of speak. And for that, and for the last 12 months of you doing that, thank you so, so, so much. It is so very much appreciated to know that I'm not falling on, pardon the cliched pun, I'm not falling upon deaf ears. Other than that, I do have to say there are so many people who have helped me out over the last 12 months. And for that also, thank you. It is hugely appreciated to everybody who I've worked with over the last 12 months. Once again, thank you. You really do make my life in the great outdoors so enjoyable. I mean, it's fair to say, I think as long as I'm outside, irrespective of weather, I think I'm quite content. I'm extremely content. I'm the happiest chappy that I know, as long as I'm outside. And if I get to share that with somebody, I think that's even better again. I mean, I've always kind of said, if you want to get a class example of that, try going to see a comedy film. The Marx Brothers comes to mind. And there, if you've ever seen Duck Soup, try watch it on your own. Or last night, The Blues Brothers was on. It's a bit windy, so apologies if there's wind coming down the microphone. But you try watching that on your own, you get to the funny bit, and you know, when you want to turn around to your mate and go, oh, wait for it, and you're watching it on your own, it's semi-pointless doing that. And equally, in the great outdoors, be it making gardens or be it creating gardens, something that will see you smile. I remember one of the first articles I ever wrote for the Farmer's Journal when I was about 27 years of age. I think the point I'd made was a garden I'd built for a client, and he emailed me to say that it was, you know, brilliant. But the point I made was I'd never seen him smile. I'd never seen that expression on his face when he came in through the gates of his garden and opened it up and went, wow. I mean, like that Change in Rooms, the television programme, when they blindfold him and they walked him into the living room and they go, but there you are, there's your new house. You know, a bit of that. I didn't get to see that expression on his face. And that, to me, is worth so much more You can't bottle it. It's a feeling, it's a something, and you get it from seeing somebody else smile. And I get to see that because I make a garden better, improve it, prettier, brighter, whatever the case may be. And that, without you, I wouldn't be able to do it. So, once again, thank you. Newbridge Park, back to it. Yes, I sidetrack again. I digress. I concur. No, Newbridge Demesne is most probably one of the most beautiful parks. It's the closest thing, in fact, that I will get to the wild camping that I did with the guys from Gellert and Millet's camping. It's the closest thing I'll get to it without the camping bit, and obviously without the, you know, different scenery, different setting. But the fact that they have the perfected gardens, the more formal gardens, the more formated, symmetrical gardens near the house, and then they kind of have bits that they've just let go wild. It's not perfect in every way, and what a bore that would be if it was. And I mean, every aspect of it extremely perfectly maintained. No, that wouldn't be much. That wouldn't be much fun at all. You gotta come here and see it. You have to come here, and it's amazing to see the car park so full on New Year's Day. And it's a bit nippy. It's a little bit nippy, I say. But it's dry. And as I turned around and as I was walking up the first laneway, the problem was that there was kids running through the woodlands. And as I said, there was that bit where the tree has fallen down and started to sprout new shoots. And it's for me as a kid, if you've ever climbed a tree, I used to go to Corca Park in Clondalkin on the south side of Dublin, and we'd climb the monkey puzzle trees and we'd hide at the top and we'd have our picnic. And it was a bit a la that. It was a book I saw quite recently. It's called A Dangerous Book for Boys. It's not very dangerous at all. It teaches you how to make a catapult and stuff like that, you know. Simple, ye olde 1970s boys entertainment. And you can picture it. I always used to get into trouble for wearing the toes off of my new shoes from climbing walls and climbing trees. And I used to only climb a wall so I could get onto the tree. Silly as it sounds. But hey, look, I gotta go. There's no sod show just gone. We're back this Friday coming. I'm gonna continue my walk in the great outdoors. You'll find me, Peter, on facebook.com/Donegan Landscaping. If you head to blog.donneganlandscaping.com, down the right hand side in categories, you'll see podcast. You can listen to last week's sod show. They're the first in the mini-series that we're doing on the wild camping. It's well worthwhile. In my opinion, it's well worthwhile. We're as good as Ira Glass doing This American Life. And we do it without sponsor. And we miss time off work. And it means I have to work on a Saturday. And Brian Green will often be up till the wee hours of the morning editing, just to try and get it right. And we will discuss into the wee hours of the morning a suitable song of the week that would reflect what we're actually talking about on this week's show. I will double underline, it's because of you that we do it, and it's so hugely important that your feedback comes to us and that we get your thoughts, and that you say, hey Peter, we thought that one was crap, or we don't get it, or we thought it was brilliant, or we think you're a genius. It's not and won't be taken in a bad way. It'll make us make it better. And not only does that go for audio, it goes for my blog posts and it goes for the gardens that I create. It's because of you, it's because of your feedback that we become better. And your feedback would be appreciated. So there you go. If you've got an iPod docking station this season, or you just like listening to MP3s, go tune in. Find the Sod Show, all one word, apart from the, obviously, SOD, SHOW, all one word. And just stick into Google and you'll get it. Most recently, of note, as by the way, there are two blog posts on blog.donneganlandscape.com. One is my top videos, the top videos that you watched the most for 2011. There's also the top audio that you listened to for 2011. Funnily enough, the Sideshow most listened to piece of audio was Sideshow number one, the very, very first one. How far we have come together. I think you'll even pick up a little bit of nerviness in my voice. I'm not too sure if that's a correct word, but we have come a long, long way. And to Brian, if you're listening, for standing by my side and the troublesome bit of a git that I can be now and again, or the old fart, as I can often be referred to, thank you. It's a real honour. It's a real honour. I think at times, I'm sure, you want to grab me in the headlock. The feeling in that case is is extremely mutual. I jest, Brian. But also in there, what you'll also hear is an interview with the wonderful Anne O'Hara of Mornington House. And that is, as I noted in the blog, she has more listens to than my audio with Jack Charlton. That is phenomenal. The funny thing is Anne is close on 2,000 listens at this stage of the game. She had approximately 1,400 in the space of about 2 hours, which was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And you chose to play it. I don't decide what's the most popular. You do. You, by clicking play. Once again, yes, for garden matters and all things, yeah, email info at donneganlandscaping.com. Mobile, if you want to do it. It's 087-659-4688, 087-659-4688. That'll put you straight through to me. And other than that, everything else is on blog.donneganlandscaping.com and facebook.com/donneganlandscaping. Go give it a like. Tell me you love it. Tell me you hate it. It doesn't really matter. It's been an honour, and I look forward to the next 12 months talking with you. Yeah, thank you. Have a great 2012, and we'll chat soon. Bye. Bye-bye.